Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday, kicking off the week. And let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Hurricane Center model showing Cat 4 Hurricane Aaron with max sustained winds of 130 miles per hour this afternoon. NHC forecasters still waiting for the gradual turn to the north. They're saying that could possibly happen by today. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. Now, the cone takes the storm east of Florida. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. The latest NHC tropical advisory has that system moving toward the central Atlantic. If it were to form into a named storm, it will become Tropical Storm Ferdinand.
Number two.
And UWF trustees have set this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates has been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
Well, Florida says political street messaging gotta go. FDOT confirms local governments, such as Pensacola, could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with social, political, or ideological messaging. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street just south of Cervantes. This move was supposed to happen 5 years ago.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a teenager was hit by a stray bullet at a local apartment complex yesterday. Officials say it happened at Oakwood Terrace. The 17-year-old was walking around Massachusetts Avenue and Market Street when they heard an argument between two people outside of the complex and then heard several gunshots. The victim said that they ran away and got to a nearby gas station before they realized that they themselves had been shot. The victim's mother drove the teen to the hospital where they were treated for a wound to the hand. An investigation ongoing.
Staffing shortages have hit Fort Barrancas, Board NAS Pensacola. The historic fort will now be open to just one day a month, the fourth Saturday. This will start in September. Fort Pickens remains open daily. Gulf Islands National Seashore includes the Naval Live Oaks area in Gulf Breeze, Johnson Beach on Perdido Key, and as well as beach access areas in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
And, of course, on Friday we saw the whole radiothon shindig that our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, was putting on. Yeah, you were there that morning. Well, this year's radiothon to benefit the Studer Family Children's Hospital set a record, bringing in over $300,000 in donations, the money helping the Children's Hospital fund new laser interstitial thermal therapy treatment. The hospital says the LITT treatment can improve patients' their quality of life, reduce their need for open surgery, so on. The radiothon was made possible by volunteers and generous donors across the community, so thank you to them for that. But the 2025 total topped the previous record of $226,000, which was set just last year.
Okay, 515, Austin Price, you hear him over there, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. It's a pretty easygoing 4 o'clock hour, and it looks like right now things aren't too bad either. Maybe a little bit of congestion on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and some on a 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand, but outside of those couple of areas, there's not much really going on. As for your weather, it's 91 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 77. Over the course of the next couple days, we're going to be seeing highs sitting at around anywhere from 91 to 94 degrees, so similar to what we had today. Rainfall chances are lingering every step of the way, but it hasn't resulted in much recently, and I wouldn't expect it to do so over the course of the next few days either.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Playboy moving its global headquarters from La La Land to Miami Beach. Here's John Saucier with more.
The new HQ at the top of a luxury office building will include studios to support the company's growing creator network. A Playboy Club will also open, which includes a restaurant as well as a members-only section inspired by the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. The first Playboy Club opened back in 1960 in Chicago, which was the headquarters of the company at the time. CEO Ben Cohn in a statement called Miami Beach an ideal home for Playboy's next chapter. In 2020, Playboy stopped publishing its monthly print magazine to focus on online content. John Saucier, Fox News.
And average gasoline prices into Sunshine State continue to linger around $3. It increased just 3 cents over the past week. The AAA Auto Club said Florida motorists today paid an average of $3.07 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's up from $3.04 a week prior. Average prices have remained at around $3 for months now. That allegedly reflecting ongoing market stability. The national average for Monday was $3.14 a gallon, the same as a week earlier.
A migrant truck driver has been arrested and faces deportation charges as he is accused of attempting to make an illegal U-turn in Florida, resulting in a crash that killed three people. Authorities say he entered the country illegally, happened back in 2018. He then obtained a commercial driver's license from the state of California. Remind you here, this is an illegal immigrant coming in illegally in 2018, but California gave him the driver's license. Jonathan Siri picks it up from there.
The trucker faces three counts of vehicular homicide in the state of Florida, where he will face rigorous prosecution, according to the state's attorney general, James Utmeyer.
I can confirm we're not going to deport or let this guy out of our sights until we have convicted him and ensured that he is behind bars for as long as possible, likely the rest of his life. Only then will we hand him over to ICE for deportation, but he's going to serve his time.
Federal authorities say they arrested 28-year-old Harjinder Singh 2 days after he crossed into the U.S. from Mexico, but he was released on a $5,000 immigration bond after he told authorities he was afraid to return to India, his country of origin. Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And Florida is set to carry out its 10th execution this year. Cale Barrington Bates is scheduled to die by lethal injection tomorrow. He's convicted of murdering Janet White in Bay County in 1982. The young woman was abducted from the insurance office where she worked, brutally beaten, stabbed, and raped. The Florida Supreme Court recently denied Bates' latest appeal.
Okay, Broward County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who attacked the deputy after shooting himself in a McDonald's parking lot. Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 down in Miami has the latest from Cooper City, Florida.
A Cooper City McDonald's now running smoothly Sunday, but Saturday, markers were on the ground and a body bag was in the center of the parking lot. After deputies say a man who shot himself later attacked a deputy who was helping him. The deputy involved shooting happened at the McDonald's near Griffin Road and North Palm Avenue around noon on Saturday. Some McDonald's employees say the man was outside with his mom in their vehicle. His mother was asking him to calm down. When the deputy arrived to help the injured man is when things took a violent turn. The injured deputy was then put on a stretcher. Both he and the man's mother were taken to a nearby hospital.
And a lottery player in Orlando is a jackpot winner, this lucky son of a gun. The player purchased a winning triple play ticket at Publix on Curry Ford Road, so the Publix theory stands. Go to Publix if you want to win big. It matched all the numbers in the August 15th drawing. The lucky player won $500,000. However, they have not yet claimed their prize. The winning numbers are 9, 10, 12, 24, 28, and 39. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, the visit to the White House of Volodymyr Zelensky and several European leaders in potentially resolving the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hillary Clinton says maybe under certain circumstances she would nominate President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize related to that. Congressman Jimmy Patronis joins us. We talked about a variety of things. Mayor Reeves addressed the ongoing closure of Bay Bluffs Park and the Florida Doge investigation of the city. And the Minnesota Vikings have dude cheerleaders? Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
The Trump administration alleging Hillary Clinton, while on the campaign trail back in 2016, used her connections to help create the narrative that then presidential candidate Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds listed out ways he claimed the Clinton campaign abused the government to create a lie.
Financed, obviously, the Steele dossier, but behind the scenes was using the elements of our government, our intelligence community. I also believe the FISA court system to not just spy on the campaign of then candidate Donald Trump, but to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money very closely today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers for you.
This week, investors await earnings from major retailers, which will offer a look into the spending habits of consumers and the continued impact of tariffs. Also later in the week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will deliver a speech at an annual gathering of the world's central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Shares of United Health rose 1.5% after jumping 12% on Friday. Tech and industrials gained while energy lagged. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow down 34 points, the Nasdaq up 7, S&P 500 down a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Very happy to report that it's been a pretty timid day on the roads. Very happy to be able to say that. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Only got a little bit of backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last quote-unquote major spot, I guess, would be Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But all of those spots are dealing with less congestion than we're used to this time every afternoon. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Next few days are going to have highs similar to what they were today, anywhere from 91 to 90. 94. Rainfall chance is going to be lingering, but it shouldn't result in much.
526, News Radio 92.3, Hurricane Aaron expected to impact the East Coast throughout the week with rip currents, big waves. Fox Weather's Steve Bender is over in St. Aug this afternoon. Has the latest.
Rough surf and high rip current risk in northern Florida, all up and down the East Coast, as Major Hurricane Aaron continues to strengthen. This is a massive storm, so even though it's hundreds of miles away, the rough surf is likely to last all the way through Thursday. 7 to 10 foot swells are expected in areas like St. Augustine, where they have the red flags already posted. Surfers today getting out and enjoying it, but many people staying outside the water because of that deadly rip current risk. We are looking at this potentially causing some coastal erosion. We did have coastal management out kind of assessing the berms to make sure that they are in place before they have to add more sand throughout the season ahead. We'll be watching as Aaron continues to churn in the western Atlantic. Reporting from St. Augustine, Florida, Steve Bender, Fox Weather.
And President Trump is pushing to eliminate mail-in ballots ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The president shared a post on Truth Social, which outlined his plan to lead a government to get rid of mail-in ballots. And it targets what he calls highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines. Trump has previously claimed there's been widespread voter fraud involving mail-in ballots and pledged to fight for election integrity.
Well, a new twice-daily Gulf Coast Amtrak rail service launched today between Mobile and New Orleans. Stops along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The new Amtrak Mardi Gras service offers convenient morning and evening departures from both cities. In January 2025, Escambia commissioners joined 60 other Florida commissioners in supporting expanded Amtrak service from Mobile to Jacksonville. Well, Tanja J. Power moves into this afternoon and has a story on the new Amtrak route.
Amtrak passenger train service between New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama, resumes today for the first time since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast nearly two decades ago. Service along the coast was suspended after Katrina devastated the region in August 2005. The Mardi Gras service offers twice-daily trains with fares starting at just $15 each, with stops in Mississippi including Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula. The route also offers connections to Amtrak's City of New Orleans train that runs between New Orleans and Chicago via Memphis. Amtrak estimates that the Mardi Gras route will serve about 68,000 passengers per year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Texas House pushing ahead on GOP-led redistricting efforts now that Democrats who fled the state have returned. State House Speaker Dustin Burrows says lawmakers will have to move quickly and their schedules will be demanding until their work is complete. Democrats left the state boycotting a special session called by Governor Greg Abbott to pass a new GOP-friendly House map.
Okay, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders have traveled to the White House to meet with President Trump. They're discussing a peace deal with Russia. Jackie Heinrich is on the scene explaining what European leaders think Zelensky should do after this meeting.
No one expects Zelensky to outright accept Putin's map, but he needs to come back with a counteroffer. And the security package that they're trying to piece together is aimed at helping him sell that back home. They say today would be a failure if Zelensky dug in and refused any land concessions. But it doesn't sound like that's where his head is at. And President Trump is also being patient with this sensitive process, even as he aims to preserve momentum.
People are being killed, and we want to stop that.
Steve Witkoff's announcement that President Trump confirmed that the Russians conditionally agreed to Article 5-like security guarantees with U.S. involvement somehow is a big shift from Russia if this holds, and Europe sees it as of paramount importance.
A new list is being published on how good or bad your state is when it comes to living experiences. Eben Brown has more.
If you enjoy where you live, you're probably not interested in making a move to a new state. But WalletHub, the personal finance website, is out with a list in which they claim the best place in which to live is Massachusetts. WalletHub says they've computed their list based on things like living costs and then ranked each of the 50 states, but they ranked Massachusetts, technically a commonwealth, number one based on its healthcare and education availabilities. It also cites the median household income of being $101,000 a year. Florida, a state with no income tax, was ranked sixth. New Mexico came in dead last. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, Austin and I getting ready for the sports. That will be coming up in five. On News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today.
Fox News News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European allies at the White House this afternoon. President Zelensky telling leaders he and President Trump discuss possibilities to deter another Russian attack in the future.
This is very important that the United States gives such strong signal and is ready for security guarantees.
President Trump says he's confident a security guarantee could prevent another Russian attack.
I'm optimistic that collectively, we can reach an agreement that would deter any future aggression against Ukraine. And I actually think there won't be. I think that's even overrated.
President Trump said the guarantee could resemble NATO's Article 5 that allows one member to call upon others for its defense. The president also said Ukraine should give up on retaking Crimea and getting NATO membership. America is listening to Fox News.
Source for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. A 12-team college football playoff was fine but unnecessary. However, the greed in college football is already leading to increasing the playoff field once again. A 14 or 16 team field would be silly. It's starting to get me started on the idea that the Big Ten is floating around, which is a playoff field consisting of 24 or 28 teams. And if that happens, it will completely water down the regular season and significantly impact the game I love. I'm Zach Gell.
You've got real work to do. Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done. Fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size. Fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janny King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janny King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Cat 4 Hurricane Aaron with max sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. NHC forecasters still waiting for the gradual turn to the north, possibly by today. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations. The cone takes the storm east of Florida, luckily. Of growing concern, though, is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. The latest NHC tropical advisory had the system moving toward the central Atlantic. If it were to form into a named storm, it could become Tropical Storm Fernand.
Number two.
UWF trustees setting this Friday as the school's first presidential search meeting to replace UWF interim president Manny Diaz Jr. Funk Associates have been hired to conduct the university's presidential search. The Dallas-based firm has worked on more than 400 president and chancellor searches.
Number three.
Well, Florida says political street messaging must go. FDOT confirms local governments such as Pensacola could jeopardize state funding if city officials do not immediately remove signs with any social, political, or ideological messages. This means the city will have to immediately remove the Black Lives Matter mural that you can see on A Street just south of Cervantes. This move was supposed to happen 5 years ago.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, tourist numbers down in Florida, and blame is being placed on the international business sector. This year, the travel numbers statewide were on the decline, specifically with international travelers. Here we come, going to kind of localize it here for you. There were 18,000 fewer tourists in Pensacola this June compared to the same time last year. A report from Visit Florida shows Canadian tourism down about 3% statewide compared to last year.
All right, and a suspect was shot and killed in an armed standoff with police in Crestview on Saturday. Officials say it happened after a suspicious vehicle was found at a closed business on Sound Ferndon Boulevard. When officers made contact, they found the suspect with a firearm, and they said that they had negotiation teams on site and attempted to convince the suspect to surrender peacefully for several hours. But once the suspect pointed a firearm at an officer, he was shot by police, and he died at the scene.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First pitch is by third. Reds win. Hayes hammers it down the line. Friedel scores. The Reds remain the only team in the majors this year yet to suffer a sweep defeat, and they break the Brewers' longest ever in-season winning streak. It dies at 14.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, Cincinnati got a bases-loaded single from Austin Hayes in the bottom of the 10th inning to beat the Brewers 3-2, Milwaukee's first loss since July 30th. The Brewers have still won 17 of their last 18 games and have the best record of the major leagues by 6 games over the American League-leading Blue Jays. Milwaukee 8 games on top of the National League Central over the Cubs. The Dodgers beat the Padres Sunday 5-4 to complete a 3-game sweep and move 2 games ahead of San Diego for first place in the NL West. The Padres began the series with a 1-game lead over Los Angeles. In the Sunday night game, the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3. Seattle, a game and a half behind Houston for first place in the AL West. The Mets hold the third and final National League wildcard spot by 1.5 over the Reds. Golf. Scottie Scheffler sank an 82-foot chip shot on the 17th hole at the BMW Championship Sunday to solidify his victory at the BMW, good for a purse of $3.6 million. Scheffler, the first golfer since Tiger Woods 18 years ago to win at least 5 tournaments 2 years in a row. This coming Thursday, the season-end tour championship begins at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. Top 30 golfers in the FedEx standings will compete. $10 million prize to the winner. Sunday night NFL preseason, the Bears busted the Bills 38-0. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler threw a 20-yard touchdown with 21 seconds left against the Jaguars and then scrambled for a 2-point conversion. New Orleans and Jacksonville finished in a 17-17 tie. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and the second week of NFL preseason play comes to a close tonight as the Washington Commanders host the Cincinnati Bengals, and that is supposed to be on ESPN this evening, so be on the lookout for that if you got it on your TVs. In one of the top games over the weekend, the Rams downed the Chargers 23-22 in a battle for Los Angeles. That matchup saw Chargers wide receiver Quentin Johnston carted off the field and taken to the hospital with a concussion that he suffered during a hard hit that left him motionless for several tense minutes.
All right, bad Sunday afternoon for the good guys as Birmingham outscored Pensacola with 6-3. Wahoos now have a 58-55 record in the 2025 season. Tomorrow, game one of 6-game series against the Columbus team. They're on the road, by the way. First pitch will go out at 6:05. That is tomorrow. And a high school girls volleyball team in California forfeited a Friday night game against a team believed to include a transgender athlete.
My goodness.
Deborah Valentine has the report.
California's Riverside Poly High School, in a statement, announced its forfeit against Jurupa Valley High School. The statement read in part, Riverside Poly High School's girls volleyball team will not take the court for tonight's scheduled game against Jurupa Valley High School without giving a reason for the forfeit. Amanda Vickers, a member of the Riverside Unified School District Board, told Fox News Digital she believes the forfeit is in response to Jurupa Valley including trans athlete A.B. Hernandez on its roster. President Donald Trump posted a message on Truth Social suggesting the state not allow the trans athlete to compete. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And Scottie Scheffler adding another victory to his resume after winning the BMW Championship from Caves Valley Golf Club. He won the tournament by 2 strokes after finishing atop the leaderboard at 15 under par. The top golfer in the world now has 18 career tour wins. Robert McIntyre finished in second at 13 under, and Maverick McNealy was third at 11 under.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, we can put this story to bed. Texas officials saying a measles outbreak is officially over in over the state. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The Texas Department of State Health Services revealing it's been more than 42 days since any new reported measles case in counties with previous evidence of ongoing transmission, declaring the end of this year's outbreak centered in West Texas. Officials say since January, there have been 762 confirmed cases in the state, noting more than two-thirds of the cases were in children. Two children who were not vaccinated died, adding 99 people were hospitalized. The department's release warns there are still ongoing outbreaks in the U.S., explaining it's likely that there will be additional cases of measles this year in Texas, stressing healthcare providers should continue to be vigilant. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And squirrels with oozing warts are being spotted throughout the U.S. According to reports from the Daily Mail, photos of these zombie squirrels have been captured and shared on social media since mid-2023, with a recent surge this summer. And experts claim that the rodents are likely suffering from squirrel fibromatosis. The viral skin disease is caused by some virus name that I won't get into and results in wart-like tumors with an oozing fluid that typically clears up on its own. The condition could become fatal for some infected squirrels, but they are reportedly not a threat to humans, pets, or birds despite their appearance.
Weight loss medications will now be more widely available. Jenny Casola has more on News Radio 92.3.
Pharma company Novo Nordisk is offering weight loss medication Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic through telehealth service GoodRx. Eligible patients will be able to self-pay for Ozempic or Wegovy pens for $499 a month at more than 70,000 retail pharmacies nationwide. GoodRx says it is used by nearly 30 million consumers and more than 1 million healthcare professionals annually. Also, Novo Nordisk will make Ozempic available directly to eligible consumers across its own platforms. And Wegovy has received approval from the FDA for treatment of a type of liver disease. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And I can't say this is too surprising. Limiting alcohol intake is good for blood pressure. That's according to new guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. The doctors recommend not drinking at all, of course, but say men should keep drinks to no more than two a day and just one for women. It's the first time the national guidelines for minimizing the risk of hypertension have been updated since 2017.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather, traffic, and local traffic and weather together now.
Yes, and it's been a very easygoing afternoon on the roads, and this is typically around the time every afternoon that we see any traffic conditions we're dealing with start to kind of mellow out, so I'm hoping to not see too much. Our worst-looking spots would have to be maybe a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but if you know anything about those spots every day, they should die down completely soon. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next few days have highs sitting in anywhere from 92 to 94-ish, anywhere in that range. Do have some mellow rainfall chances, but hopefully shouldn't result in too much.
Hurricane Aaron continues to become more dangerous and remains in a Cat 4 hurricane status. Officials in North Carolina are issuing residents and visitors to evacuate some areas. Mike Seidel, he's in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina this afternoon with the latest.
The Outer Banks of North Carolina is ground zero for the impacts from Hurricane Erin. And even though it will not make a U.S. landfall, these beaches are going to be decimated. Already high surf advisories, along with coastal flood watches up for the Outer Banks. And up and down most of the eastern seaboard, we're going to have rip currents, wave heights here in the surf zone on the Outer Banks, anywhere from 15 to 20 feet as we go into Wednesday and Thursday. Rainfall not an issue. Winds may gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Again, it's all about what happens to these beautiful beaches. Already a mandatory evacuation underway for Hatteras Island, including Buxton, Rodanthe, and Frisco. In Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
The Fox Corporation launching a new streaming service to bring all of its popular brands together. Kind of exciting here. Jeff Manasso has the details for you.
Fox Corp, our parent company, bringing Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Weather, and other popular TV brands, Fox Sports, the Big Ten Network, Fox Local Stations, and others, all together, integrated on one single platform. Users will have the option of paying $20 monthly or $200 annually, and with the option to bundle Fox One and Fox Nation. Fox Corporation's Executive Chair and CEO Lachlan Murdoch calling Fox One a truly innovative digital offering that'll feature advanced AI-powered personalization technologies that seamlessly integrate live and video on-demand content in a cohesive experience. It launches August 21st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. MSNBC will change its name later this year to MS Now and also drop the Peacock branding. These are the first reported changes in the upcoming separation from Comcast's NBC Universal. Air Canada is facing a potential crisis, reportedly, after its flight attendants walked off the job over the weekend, rejecting a government order to return to work. Air Canada transports roughly 130,000 passengers a day, with nearly 200 daily flights to the U.S. Japan's capital, Tokyo, is topping the list as the world's best city for a workcation, according to a new report by International Workplace Group. Tokyo took number one due to its broadband speed, transport infrastructure, safety, culture, and visa accessibility. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling more than 30 points and the NASDAQ up by 6. Crude oil futures above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Defense Department apparently making progress on a Navy ship with no sailors. Here you go. Jill Nato has the story.
The Department of Defense and its Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also known as DARPA, have reached a milestone, the christening of the USX-1 Defiant. It's an autonomous ship, meaning no humans are on board. In a DARPA video, program manager Greg Avicola says it's a complex project.
What can you do with a ship design where you don't have the constraints of the people? The other side of the coin, though, is how do you make it reliable? It's hard enough if there are people there to fix it. And really, the only way you can prove that is by giving it a hard test, giving it a test that requires resilience and endurance.
The new ship is 180 feet long. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Newsmax will pay $67 million to settle a defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems. Newsmax is expected to pay Dominion $27 million this month and another $40 million in the next 2 years. The lawsuit was filed against Newsmax in 2021 and stems from claims that the 2020 election results were fraudulent.
Ford Motor Company has plans for a new affordable electric pickup truck. Jeff Manasso has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Ford Motor Company's new affordable electric pickup truck, essentially an electric Maverick that consumers have been calling for, that the company says will cost $30,000. The EV truck, part of a new wave of announcements from Ford, that's also introducing a new universal platform that'll support the EV truck and a fleet of new spin-offs. Ford also changing how vehicles will be made, assembling future models in three parts, the front, the rear, and then the structural battery, using fewer parts, working stations, and faster assembly. Its new affordable EV pickup, set for 2027 launch. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And KFC is bringing back two discontinued menu items. According to a news release, the food chain will return its potato wedges as well as its hot and spicy wings nationwide after obsessive demand from fans. The popular potato wedges were discontinued and replaced by secret recipe fries in 2020, while the hot and spicy wings will return after a nearly two-year hiatus. According to the company, both are being offered while supplies last, and it comes as KFC rolls out several other promotions in time for back-to-school and the upcoming fall football season.
Well, this has been a topic of discussion this afternoon. Getting across a lot of platforms, your news platforms, Air Canada travelers, we can talk about this, can expect more flight disruptions as the airline's striking flight attendants have ignored a government order to get back to work. Christian Goodwin filing more on this story on News Radio 92.3.
Mark Hancock, the national president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, telling reporters members will remain on the picket lines until Air Canada negotiates on wages, saying if it means folks like me going to jail, then so be it. The union, which represents more than 10,000 cabin crew members at the airline, walking off the job Saturday after months of failed negotiations, defying a return-to-work order by the Canada Industrial Relations Board, which declared the strike unlawful. Air Canada says it has offered flight attendants a 38% wage increase spread out over 4 years. The union pushing back, saying the proposed 8% raise in the first year doesn't go far enough because of inflation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And home builder confidence slipped in August due to weak demand for new single-family homes. The National Association of Home Builders says sentiment in the market edged down 1 point from the month before. In further signs of a soft housing market, 37% of all builders reported cutting prices with an average price reduction of 5%. 5:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some more frivolous headlines and pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm, taking the stage. Come out and hear the best songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Heads up, it's Pensacola, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together with Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, All righty. Let's see what
that
we
was
got.
A big song for her. That was
yeah, absolutely.
Massive song for her.
Let's see. Looking at the roads here, I already warned you. I said this time every afternoon we see a lot of our traffic issues start to die down. It looks like that's what's happening now. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you head home this evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 91 degrees still, going to be a low of 77 this evening. Got some slight rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, but they don't really get too high. They do kind of creep up on Friday, or at least that's the current projection, but that's not going to hit the highs too much over the course of the next several days. Highs are sitting anywhere from 91, 92-ish, all the way up to 94 on Wednesday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders has a new duets album on the way. I cannot wait. Been a long time. Michelle Polino has more.
Chrissy Hynde, founding member of The Pretenders, is teaming up with a lineup of rock legends for a duet special album out October 17th. Each of the 13 tracks features a different guest, including The Killers' Brandon Flowers, Depeche Mode's Dave Gahn, Garbage's Shirley Manson, Cat Power, and K.D. Lang. The first single, Always On My Mind, with Rufus Wainwright, is out now. Other collaborators include Lucinda Williams, Julian Lennon, Blondie's Debbie Harry, Lowe's Alan Sparhawk, and the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach, who, like Hynde, hails from Akron, Ohio. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Netflix's Frankenstein will come alive in theaters this October. Ha! Get it? The streaming giant announced Guillermo del Toro's adaptation of the classic Mary Shelley novel will be released in select theaters on October 17th. The theatrical release will make the movie eligible for the Academy Awards. It'll drop on Netflix on November 7th.
I'll do one better for you. Lord of the Rings star stirring up some questions about the casting of an upcoming film in the franchise. Tanya J. Powers has more on News Radio 92.3.
Sir Ian McKellen is getting a lot of attention for his comments during a Lord of the Rings panel at a UK fan event. He referred to casting secrets about the upcoming film, The Hunt for Gollum.
There's a character in the movie called Frodo. And there's another character called Gandalf.
He did not explicitly say who would be playing the roles, but McKellen played the wizard Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings films, and Elijah Wood, who was also on the panel, played Frodo. The Hunt for Gollum is set for a December 2027 release. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And since we're still on the theme of movies here, British actor Terrence Stamp, best known for his role as General Zod in the Superman films, has died at the age of 87. His family confirmed the news yesterday. Over the course of his career, which spanned some six decades, he earned an Oscar nomination for his big screen debut in 1962's Billy Budd. No cause of death was given.
Okay, in Ohio, I was coming off the Pretender story. Of course, Chrissy's from Ohio here. Got another Ohio story for you. By the way, an Ohio Chick-fil-A location has upset some locals with a reminder about a controversial customer policy. Paul Stevens has more.
It's the teen chaperone policy at a Chick-fil-A in Kettering, Ohio. That location saying anyone 17 and under must be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or adult chaperone 21 plus to dine in, and unaccompanied minors may be asked to leave. That policy aimed at rowdy young customers, drawing both support and criticism online. Not all Chick-fil-A locations have the same policies, as they're separately owned and operated. A Chick-fil-A spokesperson telling Fox Business that this restaurant has set a policy specific to its location, which mirrors that of the shopping center that the restaurant is located in. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
All righty, and over 6,000 new words being added to the Cambridge Dictionary. Words including skibbity, tradwife, and delulu are being added to reflect the growing influence of internet culture on the English language. The dictionary's lexical program manager emphasized the enduring impact of internet culture on language and said that only words with staying power are added.
Okay. Pensacola's new curbside recycling program posting positive results here. Mayor Reeves said the city is up to 2,700 households, 13% current sanitation collection customers, or 42,000 pounds of clean recyclables collected to date. That's nice. There you go. Good start. Okay. Austin and I'll be back in 12. We'll have some more information for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.